Action skill 7C, glide clustering, then is the mature ability to produce L and R clusters, and you can see them listed on your page, R clusters and L clusters. The thing to keep in mind about mature glide clustering is that we almost produce those two consonants at the same time. So for example, if I take the cluster, the BR cluster, when I produce BR as in the word brown, my tongue is positioned for the R. At the same time, my lips are positioning for the B, brown. And you can feel that if you produce a word like that yourself. You don't say the B and then rapidly sequence into the R position. We engage in what has been called the co-articulatory effect, where while we're positioning for one phoneme, we're also preparing for another one at the same time. So for example, when I pronounce brown, burr, my tongue is already in position for R, and then when I produce the B at the same time, so that I end up producing brown, that cluster. You can see what an advanced oral motor activity or skill that is. And you can also see how W clustering, action skill 7A, and syllabifying action skill 7B help train the oral mechanism toward producing these advanced glide clusters, as in 7C.